The God Delusion. By Richard Dawkins. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins is a book that explores the concept of religion and its implications on society. The author argues that belief in a god or gods is irrational, and he presents evidence to support his argument. He also examines the history of religious beliefs, from ancient times to modern day, and how they have shaped our culture. Dawkins looks at various aspects of faith such as morality, science, evolution, free will and more. Dawkins begins by discussing why people believe in God despite there being no scientific proof for it. He then goes on to discuss how religion has been used throughout history as a tool for control and manipulation. He also looks at the different types of religious beliefs around the world today and their effects on society. Dawkins argues that many religions are based on fear rather than love or understanding. He then moves on to examining some common arguments made in favor of believing in God, such as those involving morality or design in nature. Dawkins explains why these arguments do not hold up under scrutiny when examined scientifically or logically. He also discusses how evolutionary theory can explain much about life without needing any supernatural intervention. Finally, Dawkins concludes with an examination of what he calls the ultimate delusion, faith itself, which he believes leads people away from truth rather than towards it. Throughout the book, he encourages readers to think critically about their own beliefs so they can make informed decisions about them. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Religion is a delusion. Dawkins argues that religion is a false belief system based on faith rather than evidence. He claims that religious beliefs are irrational and unsupported by scientific evidence. Main idea number two. Atheism is a rational choice. Dawkins argues that atheism is a rational choice based on evidence and reason, and that it is not a negative or nihilistic worldview. Main idea number three. Religion is a source of conflict. Dawkins argues that religion is a source of conflict and violence, and that it has been used to justify wars, oppression, and other forms of violence. Main idea number four. Religion is a form of indoctrination. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of indoctrination, and that it is used to control people and keep them from questioning authority. Main idea number five. Religion is a form of superstition. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of superstition, and that it is based on unfounded beliefs and irrational thinking. Main idea number six. Religion is a form of wishful thinking. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of wishful thinking, and that it is used to provide comfort and solace in the face of life's difficulties. Main idea number seven. Religion is a form of escapism. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. Main idea number eight. Religion is a form of control. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of control, and that it is used to manipulate people and keep them from questioning authority. Main idea number nine. Religion is a form of manipulation. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of manipulation, and that it is used to control people and keep them from questioning authority. Main idea number 10. Religion is a form of brainwashing. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of brainwashing, and that it is used to control people and keep them from questioning authority. Main idea number 11. Religion is a form of indoctrination. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of indoctrination, and that it is used to control people and keep them from questioning authority. Main idea number 12. Religion is a form of superstition. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of superstition, and that it is based on unfounded beliefs and irrational thinking. Main idea number 13. Religion is a form of wishful thinking. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of wishful thinking, and that it is used to provide comfort and solace in the face of life's difficulties. Main idea number 14. Religion is a form of escapism. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. Main idea number 15. Religion is a form of self-deception. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. Main idea number 16. Religion is a form of delusion. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of delusion, and that it is based on unfounded beliefs and irrational thinking. Main idea number 17. Religion is a form of superstition. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of superstition, and that it is based on unfounded beliefs and irrational thinking. Main idea number 18. Religion is a form of wishful thinking. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of wishful thinking, and that it is used to provide comfort and solace in the face of life's difficulties. Main idea number 19. Religion is a form of escapism. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. Main idea number 20. Religion is a form of self-deception. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a false belief system based on faith rather than evidence. He claims that religious beliefs are irrational and unsupported by scientific evidence. Dawkins believes that religious faith is a delusion, as it is based on a belief in something that cannot be proven or disproved. He argues that religious beliefs are not only irrational, but also dangerous, as they can lead to intolerance and violence. He further claims that religious faith is a form of mental illness, as it involves believing in something without any evidence. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of superstition, and that it should be abandoned in favor of a more rational and scientific approach to life. Dawkins argues that religious faith is a form of wishful thinking, as it involves believing in something that cannot be proven or disproved. He believes that religious faith is a form of self-deception, as it involves believing in something without any evidence. He further claims that religious faith is a form of mental illness, as it involves believing in something without any evidence. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of superstition, and that it should be abandoned in favor of a more rational and scientific approach to life. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of mental illness, as it involves believing in something without any evidence. He argues that religious faith is a form of wishful thinking, as it involves believing in something that cannot be proven or disproved. He further claims that religious faith is a form of self-deception, as it involves believing in something without any evidence. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of superstition, and that it should be abandoned in favor of a more rational and scientific approach to life. Main idea number 2. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that atheism is a rational choice based on evidence and reason, and that it is not a negative or nihilistic worldview. Dawkins believes that the evidence for the existence of God is weak and unconvincing, and that the idea of a supernatural being is not supported by scientific evidence. He argues that atheism is a reasonable and logical conclusion to draw from the available evidence, and that it is not a sign of pessimism or nihilism. Dawkins believes that atheism is a positive and life-affirming choice, and that it can lead to a more meaningful and fulfilling life. He argues that atheism is not a rejection of morality or values, but rather a rejection of the idea of a supernatural being who is responsible for the universe and its laws. Dawkins believes that atheism is a rational choice, and that it is not a sign of pessimism or nihilism, but rather a sign of optimism and hope. Dawkins argues that atheism is a rational choice because it is based on evidence and reason, and not on faith or superstition. He believes that the evidence for the existence of God is weak and unconvincing, and that the idea of a supernatural being is not supported by scientific evidence. He argues that atheism is a reasonable and logical conclusion to draw from the available evidence, and that it is not a sign of pessimism or nihilism. Dawkins believes that atheism is a positive and life-affirming choice, and that it can lead to a more meaningful and fulfilling life. He argues that atheism is not a rejection of morality or values, but rather a rejection of the idea of a supernatural being who is responsible for the universe and its laws. Dawkins believes that atheism is a rational choice because it is based on evidence and reason, and not on faith or superstition. He argues that atheism is a reasonable and logical conclusion to draw from the available evidence, and that it is not a sign of pessimism or nihilism. Dawkins believes that atheism is a positive and life-affirming choice, and that it can lead to a more meaningful and fulfilling life. He argues that atheism is not a rejection of morality or values, but rather a rejection of the idea of a supernatural being who is responsible for the universe and its laws. Dawkins believes that atheism is a rational choice, and that it is not a sign of pessimism or nihilism, but rather a sign of optimism and hope. Main idea number 3. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a source of conflict and violence. He claims that religion has been used to justify wars, oppression, and other forms of violence throughout history. He further argues that religious beliefs can be used to manipulate people into committing acts of violence, and that religious differences can be a source of tension and conflict. Dawkins also suggests that religious beliefs can be used to justify discrimination and prejudice against certain groups of people. Dawkins also argues that religious beliefs can be used to create a sense of superiority and entitlement, which can lead to conflict. He claims that religious beliefs can be used to create a sense of us versus them, which can lead to hostility and violence. He further suggests that religious beliefs can be used to create a sense of right and wrong, which can lead to intolerance and conflict. Dawkins argues that religion can be a source of conflict and violence, and that it has been used to justify wars, oppression, and other forms of violence throughout history. He suggests that religious beliefs can be used to manipulate people into committing acts of violence, and that religious differences can be a source of tension and conflict. He further argues that religious beliefs can be used to create a sense of superiority and entitlement, which can lead to conflict, and that they can be used to create a sense of us versus them, which can lead to hostility and violence. Main idea number 4. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a form of indoctrination, and that it is used to control people and keep them from questioning authority. He believes that religious beliefs are often based on faith rather than evidence, and that this faith is used to manipulate people into accepting certain ideas without question. Dawkins argues that religious indoctrination is a form of brainwashing, and that it can lead to a lack of critical thinking and an inability to question authority. He believes that this can lead to a dangerous situation, where people are unable to think for themselves and are instead blindly following the dictates of a religious leader or institution. Dawkins also argues that religious indoctrination can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding for those who do not share the same beliefs. He believes that this can lead to a situation where people are unable to empathize with those who are different from them, and that this can lead to intolerance and even violence. Dawkins believes that religious indoctrination can be a powerful tool for controlling people, and that it can be used to manipulate people into accepting certain ideas without question. Ultimately, Dawkins believes that religious indoctrination is a form of manipulation and control, and that it can lead to a dangerous situation where people are unable to think for themselves and are instead blindly following the dictates of a religious leader or institution. He believes that this can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding for those who do not share the same beliefs, and that this can lead to intolerance and even violence. Main idea number 5. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a form of superstition. He believes that it is based on unfounded beliefs and irrational thinking, and that it is not supported by any scientific evidence. Dawkins argues that religious beliefs are often based on fear and ignorance, and that they can lead to dangerous and destructive behavior. He believes that religion can be a source of comfort and solace for some people, but that it can also be a source of conflict and suffering for others. He believes that it is important to question religious beliefs and to challenge them in order to promote a more rational and enlightened society. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of superstition because it is based on faith rather than evidence. He argues that religious beliefs are often based on fear and ignorance, and that they can lead to dangerous and destructive behavior. He believes that it is important to question religious beliefs and to challenge them in order to promote a more rational and enlightened society. He believes that religion can be a source of comfort and solace for some people, but that it can also be a source of conflict and suffering for others. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of superstition because it is based on unfounded beliefs and irrational thinking. He believes that it is important to question religious beliefs and to challenge them in order to promote a more rational and enlightened society. He believes that religion can be a source of comfort and solace for some people, but that it can also be a source of conflict and suffering for others. He believes that it is important to recognize the dangers of religious superstition and to promote a more rational and enlightened society. Main idea number 6. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a form of wishful thinking. He suggests that people turn to religion in order to provide comfort and solace in the face of life's difficulties. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the harsh realities of life, and that it is used to provide a sense of security and hope in the face of uncertainty. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of wishful thinking because it is based on faith rather than evidence. He believes that people use religion to fill the gaps in their knowledge and to provide answers to questions that science cannot answer. He also suggests that religion is used to provide a sense of purpose and meaning in life, and to provide a sense of belonging in community. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of wishful thinking because it is based on a belief in something that cannot be proven. He argues that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is used to provide a sense of comfort and security in the face of life's uncertainties. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the harsh realities of life, and that it is used to provide a sense of hope and purpose in the face of life's difficulties. Main idea number 7. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid dealing with the harsh realities of life, and instead to seek solace in a fantasy world of gods and miracles. He argues that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid confronting the difficult truths of life. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid facing the reality of death, and instead to seek comfort in the belief that there is an afterlife. He also believes that religion is a way for people to avoid facing the reality of their own mortality, and instead to seek solace in the belief that they will be reunited with their loved ones in the afterlife. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid dealing with the difficult decisions and choices that life presents, and instead to seek solace in the belief that there is a higher power that will make the right decisions for them. He argues that religion is a form of self-delusion, and that it is used to avoid confronting the difficult truths of life. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid facing the reality of their own mortality, and instead to seek comfort in the belief that they will be reunited with their loved ones in the afterlife. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid dealing with the difficult emotions and feelings that life presents, and instead to seek solace in the belief that there is a higher power that will take care of them. He argues that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid confronting the difficult truths of life. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid facing the reality of their own mortality, and instead to seek comfort in the belief that they will be reunited with their loved ones in the afterlife. Main idea number 8. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a form of control, and that it is used to manipulate people and keep them from questioning authority. He believes that religion is a tool used by those in power to maintain their control over the masses. Dawkins argues that religion is used to keep people from thinking for themselves and to keep them from questioning the status quo. He believes that religion is used to keep people from challenging the power structure and to keep them from questioning the beliefs and values of those in power. Dawkins believes that religion is used to keep people from thinking critically and to keep them from questioning the authority of those in power. He argues that religion is used to keep people from challenging the power structure and to keep them from questioning the beliefs and values of those in power. He believes that religion is used to keep people from thinking for themselves and to keep them from questioning the status quo. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of control, and that it is used to manipulate people and keep them from questioning authority. He believes that religion is used to keep people from thinking for themselves and to keep them from challenging the power structure. He believes that religion is used to keep people from questioning the beliefs and values of those in power, and to keep them from thinking critically. Main idea number 9. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a form of manipulation, used to control people and keep them from questioning authority. He believes that religious beliefs are often used to justify oppressive systems and to keep people from challenging the status quo. Dawkins argues that religion is a powerful tool for controlling people, as it can be used to manipulate their emotions and beliefs. He believes that religious beliefs can be used to manipulate people into accepting certain ideas and behaviors, and that this can lead to a lack of critical thinking and an acceptance of oppressive systems. Dawkins also argues that religion can be used to manipulate people into believing certain things, even if those beliefs are not based in reality. He believes that religious beliefs can be used to control people by making them feel guilty or ashamed for not following certain rules or beliefs. He believes that this can lead to a lack of critical thinking and an acceptance of oppressive systems. Dawkins believes that religion can be used to manipulate people into believing certain things, even if those beliefs are not based in reality. Overall, Dawkins argues that religion is a form of manipulation, used to control people and keep them from questioning authority. He believes that religious beliefs can be used to manipulate people into accepting certain ideas and behaviors, and that this can lead to a lack of critical thinking and an acceptance of oppressive systems. Dawkins believes that religion can be used to manipulate people into believing certain things, even if those beliefs are not based in reality, and that this can lead to a lack of critical thinking and an acceptance of oppressive systems. Main idea number 10. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a form of brainwashing. He claims that it is used to control people and keep them from questioning authority. Dawkins believes that religious beliefs are often based on fear and superstition, and that they are used to manipulate people into following certain rules and regulations. He also argues that religious beliefs can be used to justify oppressive and unjust social systems. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of indoctrination, and that it is used to instill certain beliefs and values in people. He believes that religious beliefs are often based on outdated and unscientific ideas, and that they can be used to keep people from thinking critically and questioning authority. He also argues that religious beliefs can be used to justify oppressive and unjust social systems. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of mental manipulation, and that it is used to control people and keep them from questioning authority. He argues that religious beliefs can be used to justify oppressive and unjust social systems, and that they can be used to manipulate people into following certain rules and regulations. He also believes that religious beliefs can be used to keep people from thinking critically and questioning authority. Overall, Dawkins argues that religion is a form of brainwashing, and that it is used to control people and keep them from questioning authority. He believes that religious beliefs can be used to justify oppressive and unjust social systems, and that they can be used to manipulate people into following certain rules and regulations. He also argues that religious beliefs can be used to keep people from thinking critically and questioning authority. Main idea number 11. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a form of indoctrination, and that it is used to control people and keep them from questioning authority. He believes that religious beliefs are often based on faith rather than evidence, and that this faith is used to manipulate people into accepting certain ideas without question. Dawkins argues that religious indoctrination is a form of brainwashing, and that it can lead to a lack of critical thinking and an inability to question authority. He believes that this can lead to a dangerous situation, where people are unable to think for themselves and are instead blindly following the dictates of a religious leader or institution. Dawkins also argues that religious indoctrination can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding for those who do not share the same beliefs. He believes that this can lead to a situation where people are unable to empathize with those who are different from them, and that this can lead to intolerance and even violence. Dawkins believes that religious indoctrination can lead to a situation where people are unable to think for themselves and are instead blindly following the dictates of a religious leader or institution. Ultimately, Dawkins believes that religious indoctrination is a form of control, and that it can lead to a situation where people are unable to think for themselves and are instead blindly following the dictates of a religious leader or institution. He believes that this can lead to a dangerous situation, where people are unable to think for themselves and are instead blindly following the dictates of a religious leader or institution. He believes that this can lead to a lack of critical thinking and an inability to question authority, and that this can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding for those who do not share the same beliefs. Main idea number 12. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a form of superstition. He believes that it is based on unfounded beliefs and irrational thinking, and that it is not supported by any scientific evidence. Dawkins argues that religious beliefs are often based on fear and ignorance, and that they can lead to dangerous and destructive behavior. He believes that religion can be a source of comfort and solace for some people, but that it can also be a source of conflict and division. He believes that it is important to question religious beliefs and to challenge them when they are not supported by evidence. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of superstition because it is based on faith rather than evidence. He argues that religious beliefs are often based on fear and ignorance, and that they can lead to dangerous and destructive behavior. He believes that it is important to question religious beliefs and to challenge them when they are not supported by evidence. He believes that religion can be a source of comfort and solace for some people, but that it can also be a source of conflict and division. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of superstition because it is based on faith rather than evidence. He believes that religious beliefs are often based on fear and ignorance, and that they can lead to dangerous and destructive behavior. He believes that it is important to question religious beliefs and to challenge them when they are not supported by evidence. He believes that religion can be a source of comfort and solace for some people, but that it can also be a source of conflict and division. Main idea number 13. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a form of wishful thinking. He suggests that people turn to religion in order to provide comfort and solace in the face of life's difficulties. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the harsh realities of life, and that it is used to provide a sense of security and hope in the face of uncertainty. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of wishful thinking because it is based on faith rather than evidence. He believes that people use religion to fill the gaps in their knowledge and to provide answers to questions that science cannot answer. He also suggests that religion is used to provide a sense of purpose and meaning in life, and to provide a sense of belonging in community. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of wishful thinking because it is based on a belief in something that cannot be proven. He argues that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is used to provide a sense of security and hope in the face of uncertainty. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the harsh realities of life, and that it is used to provide comfort and solace in the face of life's difficulties. Main idea number 14. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid dealing with the harshness of life, and to instead find solace in a higher power. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid facing the difficult truths of life, and to instead find comfort in a higher power. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid facing the difficult truths of life, and to instead find solace in a higher power. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid facing the difficult truths of life, and to instead find comfort in a higher power that promises a better life after death. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid dealing with the harshness of life, and to instead find solace in a higher power. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid facing the difficult truths of life, and to instead find comfort in a higher power that promises a better life after death. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid facing the difficult truths of life, and to instead find solace in a higher power that promises a better life after death, and a way to avoid the consequences of their actions. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid dealing with the harshness of life, and to instead find solace in a higher power. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid facing the difficult truths of life, and to instead find comfort in a higher power that promises a better life after death. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid facing the difficult truths of life, and to instead find solace in a higher power that promises a better life after death, and a way to avoid the consequences of their actions. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid facing the difficult truths of life, and to instead find comfort in a higher power that promises a better life after death, and a way to avoid the consequences of their actions, and to instead find solace in a higher power that promises a better life after death. Main idea number 15. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real, and to avoid facing the truth about the world and taking responsibility for their own lives. Main idea number 16. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a form of delusion. He claims that religious beliefs are based on unfounded assumptions and irrational thinking. He believes that religious faith is a product of wishful thinking, and that it is not based on any evidence or logical reasoning. Dawkins argues that religious beliefs are often used to justify immoral behavior, and that they can lead to dangerous and destructive consequences. He believes that religion is a form of mental illness, and that it should be treated as such. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of delusion because it is based on faith rather than evidence. He argues that religious beliefs are often based on superstition and fear, and that they are not supported by any scientific evidence. He believes that religious faith is a product of wishful thinking, and that it is not based on any logical reasoning. Dawkins argues that religious beliefs can lead to dangerous and destructive consequences, and that they should not be taken seriously. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of delusion because it is based on unfounded beliefs and irrational thinking. He argues that religious faith is a product of wishful thinking, and that it is not based on any evidence or logical reasoning. He believes that religious beliefs can lead to dangerous and destructive consequences, and that they should not be taken seriously. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of mental illness, and that it should be treated as such. Main idea number 17. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a form of superstition. He believes that it is based on unfounded beliefs and irrational thinking, and that it is not supported by any scientific evidence. Dawkins argues that religious beliefs are often based on fear and ignorance, and that they can lead to dangerous and destructive behavior. He believes that religion can be a source of comfort and solace for some people, but that it can also be a source of conflict and suffering for others. He believes that it is important to question religious beliefs and to challenge them in order to promote a more rational and enlightened society. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of superstition because it is based on faith rather than evidence. He argues that religious beliefs are often based on fear and ignorance, and that they can lead to dangerous and destructive behavior. He believes that it is important to question religious beliefs and to challenge them in order to promote a more rational and enlightened society. He believes that religion can be a source of comfort and solace for some people, but that it can also be a source of conflict and suffering for others. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of superstition because it is based on unfounded beliefs and irrational thinking. He believes that it is important to question religious beliefs and to challenge them in order to promote a more rational and enlightened society. He believes that religion can be a source of comfort and solace for some people, but that it can also be a source of conflict and suffering for others. He believes that it is important to recognize the dangers of religious superstition and to promote a more rational and enlightened society. Main idea number 18. In his book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins argues that religion is a form of wishful thinking. He suggests that people turn to religion in order to provide comfort and solace in the face of life's difficulties. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the harsh realities of life, and that it is used to provide a sense of security and hope in the face of uncertainty. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of wishful thinking because it is based on faith rather than evidence. He believes that people use religion to fill the gaps in their knowledge and to provide answers to questions that science cannot answer. He also suggests that religion is used to provide a sense of purpose and meaning in life, and to provide a sense of belonging in community. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of wishful thinking because it is based on a belief in something that cannot be proven. He argues that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is used to provide a sense of comfort and security in the face of life's uncertainties. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the harsh realities of life, and that it is used to provide a sense of hope and purpose in the face of life's difficulties. Main idea number 19. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. He believes that religion is a way for people to avoid dealing with the harsh realities of life, and instead to seek solace in a fantasy world of gods and miracles. He believes that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid facing the truth about the world. He argues that religion is a way for people to avoid confronting the difficult questions of life, and instead to seek comfort in a world of make-believe. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing the difficult questions of life. He argues that religion is a way for people to avoid confronting the realities of life, and instead to seek solace in a world of gods and miracles. He believes that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid facing the truth about the world. He argues that religion is a way for people to avoid dealing with the harsh realities of life, and instead to seek comfort in a fantasy world of make-believe. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing the difficult questions of life. He argues that religion is a way for people to avoid confronting the realities of life, and instead to seek solace in a world of gods and miracles. He believes that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid facing the truth about the world. He argues that religion is a way for people to avoid dealing with the harsh realities of life, and instead to seek comfort in a fantasy world of make-believe. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing the difficult questions of life. He argues that religion is a way for people to avoid confronting the realities of life, and instead to seek solace in a world of gods and miracles. He believes that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid facing the truth about the world. He argues that religion is a way for people to avoid dealing with the harsh realities of life, and instead to seek comfort in a fantasy world of make-believe. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing the difficult questions of life. He argues that religion is a way for people to avoid confronting the realities of life, and instead to seek solace in a world of gods and miracles. He believes that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid facing the truth about the world. He argues that religion is a way for people to avoid dealing with the harsh realities of life, and instead to seek comfort in a fantasy world of make-believe. Ultimately, Dawkins believes that religion is a form of escapism, and that it is used to avoid facing the difficult questions of life. He argues that religion is a way for people to avoid confronting the realities of life, and instead to seek solace in a world of gods and miracles. He believes that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid facing the truth about the world. He argues that religion is a way for people to avoid dealing with the harsh realities of life, and instead to seek comfort in a fantasy world of make-believe. Main idea number 20. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of self-deception, and that it is used to avoid facing reality and dealing with life's problems. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins believes that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. Dawkins argues that religion is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that people use religion to avoid facing the truth about the world, and to avoid taking responsibility for their own lives. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of escapism. He believes that religion is a way of avoiding the difficult questions of life, and that it is a form of self-deception because it allows people to believe in something that is not real, and to avoid facing the truth about the world and taking responsibility for their own lives. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.